Let us again start from the Mishnah. Shloisha achim shnayim nesuyim shtei achoyos ve'echad mufne. There are three brothers, two married, two sisters, and one was unmarried. Meis echad mi balei achoyos. One of the balei achoyos was niftar, ve'osa bo mufne maino. So she fell to two brothers. The one brother she was an erva, so she didn't fall to him. And so the other brother made maima. Achar kach meis ochi vasheni. And afterwards, the second brother died. So now we hear that a sister of the balas maima is falling to the bala maima. Meshame Aimrim Ishtai Imai Balazu Taitsei Mishum Achis Isha. Meshame says that he remains with the Balas Maima, a sister that is falling Liyibum to him does not asa her to him. The Balas Maima remains Mutter to the Bala Maima. We don't say that the Zika of her sister will ask her al tachayse kukosak. Number one. And number two, Valazu teitze mishum achayse isha. And the sister that is falling to the Bala Maima has a din of an achayse isha, of an erve. And she doesn't need chalitze. What does he ask? Ishtai imoi, the Maima keknusa damye. Maima is equivalent to Ilu, he was Miyabma. Bechinov la achaisa. So when her sister fell, Lai mitzera hach olei. So the balas Maima does not become osa. Mishum achais zekuke. Because she's not an achais zekuke. The sister never becomes a skuke. And the sister is perfect even from Chalitze, Mishum Achisisha. She's an Achisisha. So two things, Aisi. So the Maima accomplished that his wife did not become Osir to him. She's not called an Achisisha.
An Achisa Kuke.
And also, and the sister is Mutalashuk. She's an Elvet. Ubeisilul oimrim meitzi es ishte beget ubechalitze. Beisilul holds l'cheira maima is only kaina midarabana. So there's a big problem over here. That means midarabana he's married to the first sister. Now the second sister is falling liyibum to him. So there's a zike minateire. She's falling liyibum. Now this Zika asas the Balas Maima to him. She's an Achais Zekuke. So Maitzi is Ishtai Beget Ubechalitze. He gives her a get. He can't remain married to her because she's an Achais Zekuke. So he gives her a get. Now he never took care of the Zika from her husband. So he gives her Chalitze also. Now, he can't be miyabn, the sister that's falling from the second brother, because she's a chayz kirushosai, she's a chayz chalutzosai, so he can't be miyabn her. The Ibach Gisa, she's not an elvediyaraisi, she's not an achayz isha, because Maima is only kainim midarabonan. So he gives her chalitze. Zui sha'omru oiloi al ishtai v'oiloi al eishes ochiv. At Nebuch, but not only did he lose two brothers, but with the miss of the second brother, he has to get rid of his wife, and he cannot be miyab meishes ochiv. Oiloi al ishtai v'oiloi al eishes ochiv. Zog de Gemara, zu hi le mu'utei mai. It seems there's a miyut. In this case,
he has a problem, and we say, Oilei al ishtei v'oilei al eishes achim. But it would seem, in another case, we don't say this. It's a me, zuhi, limute mai, limute hach b'Rabbi Yeshua. It's memayit Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said in another case, that you also say, Oilei al ishtei, Oilei al eishes achim. And the Tanna of our Mishnah is chaylik on Rabbi Yeshua. Loyabinin kevosei. But here you say, Oilei al ishtei, Oilei al eishes achim. But not in the case of Rabbi Yeshua. Aleiker Rabbi Gamliel, Aleiker Rabbi Elazar. Now let us just see, Rashi then will explain what the machlik is of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is. Rashi says, Hachta Rabbi Yeshua bepeirik beishama. The Kamar Nami, Rabbi Yeshua said over there, Eile Yalishta, Eile Leisha Sochit. Hopolig Allo Rabbi Gamliel, the Rabbi Elazar. And the Tana of our Mishnah does not hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Now, let us explain what the case is in Perek Beishamai. The case in Perek Beishamai is as follows. They were speaking about that two brothers married two sisters. One brother married a Gedolah, and the other brother married a Ktana. So, that means as follows. The brother that married the Gedolah, so that's a Kedushin Deiraisa. So, Ishos Minatari married a Gedolah. The second brother that married a Ktana, so that's only a Kedushin Derabono, and only a Ktana, only the Yisayim Bachayevi, it's speaking about it was a Kedushin Derabono. The mother married her off, the brothers married her off. Hakoponim, so you have here two brothers married to two sisters. One is she's a wife minatayra, and the other, the sister, is a wife midarabona. Now, the mesa abalo shel gdeilo. The husband of the gdeilo died. So now she's falling the yibum to the brother who's married to the ktana. So now we have here a difficult situation. The ktana is only a kedushin darabona. The gdeilo is falling the yibum minatayra. So Rabbi Yeshua said over there, the same thing that our Tana said over here. So it's a difficult situation. He can't remain married to the Ktana because she's a chayse kukosoi. Her sister is zakuk minatere. This is only an ishus darabonon. Her sister doesn't become an achayse isha. The sister doesn't become an elve. So the sister is zakuk to him minatere. She's only married me the Rabbana. He can't continue marrying her, remain married to her, because she's an achayze kuke. So he has to give her a get. He gives her a get. And he, could that be miyabin, his brother's wife, the other sister, because she's an achayze kurushosa. So Rabbi Yeshua said the same shtik teira. Oilei al ishtai, oilei al eishes achiv. There is a machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Elazar and Gamliel held over there. There are other ways how to solve the situation. Rabbi Elazar said, "Melamdin esaktan eshatamayim." This is kedushin darabonon. Kedushin darabonon. There's a very easy way to dissolve the kedushin. If she says that she doesn't want to remain married to this person, so she's oike the kedushin lamatraya, and it comes out she never was married. Miyun is oike kedusha ktana lamafrei. No, if she'll be oike the kedusha lamafrei, so she never was married to him, so now he can be miyab the gedola. So that's what Rabbi Elazar holds. Melamden es haktana shetamai. Rabbi Gamliel holds, that's not an eitzah to entice or to teach someone to make miyun, that's not. If they make miyun, the miyun, the miyun, she made miyun the meila. But to tell her to make miyun, to teach her to make miyun, that is not alachat chila de keitzah. So, Rabbi Gamliel holds, Tamtim ad shetagdu, we wait till this Ktana will become a Gedolah. When she'll become a Gedolah, then she'll become an Eishes Ish min HaTorah. How that comes about, we'll have to wait to that Kuftes. So we wait till she becomes an Eishes Ish min HaTorah. When she becomes an Eishes Ish min HaTorah, so then the sister becomes an Achis Ish min HaTorah. So then, Then when the sister becomes an achis isha min ha-Torah, so the sister is an erva, and she goes out, and he remains with his wife. That is what Rabbi Lezer holds, and that's what Gamliel holds. So Al Kaponim, so our Gemara is telling us that the Tana of our Mishnah does not hold like Rabbi Yeshua over there. Al Ikeram Gamliel, Tamfenat Shetagdu, Iker Rabbi Lezer, that Rabbi Lezer holds, Melamdin Esektana Shetamai. That is the end of that. Now we're going to start a difficult, and perhaps we can say a geshmaki sugya, from what we can understand from the sugya. We heard here in the Mishnah that Beis Shammai said, Ishtoi imoi, v'halozu teitzei mishum achis isha. That he made maima in Aisha's Ochiv, in the first husband's wife. And therefore now when the second sister falls liyibum, there's no problem. He remains with the balas maima, balazu teitze mishum achis isha. Emma Rabbi Lezer. Loitema maima lebeishan mai kaine kinyin gomo. Viboi lafuki sagi lo bigito. Ala maima lebeishan mai eine kaine ala litchais bitzora bilvat. Now, let us, before we get into this sugya, let us give a shtickle hakdome. What the sugya is going to speak about, what the tzdodim of the sugya are. The halacha is, when a person makes yibum, three things occur. Number one, he's mekayim a mitzvah, yivom a yovi alel, he's mekayim a mitzvah, he's making shem, doing a big thing, that's one thing. Now, there's, in what he accomplishes two more things. Number one, after Yibum, the Yivama becomes his wife. Ulekocha loy leisha. She becomes his wife. That's not to say makes a B and a Ish and finished. No, she becomes his wife. Yivama yovilav yivama kocha loy leisha, it says she becomes his wife. That's one of the accomplishments that one accomplishes with Yibum. There's another thing that he accomplishes. That means before Yibum, she's an Eishes Hameis. She's a Yivam Melashuk. She's not allowed to get married to anyone. The Pasuk says, and let us be mantic a little bit. The Pasuk says, Leisiya Eishes Hameis Achutza Leisho. So the Pasuk tells us that even though all the time when the husband dies, a woman is permitted to get married, but if the husband dies without children and there's brothers around, the Mises HaBaal is not matter her to get married. Leisiya Eishes HaMeis HaChutzah. She's still married to the Meis. There's still Eishes to the Meis. She's not permitted to get married. Leisiya Eishes HaMeis HaChutzah Leisho. When can she get married? If one of two things happen, either the Yavam will give a Chalitza, so the Chalitza is equivalent to a Geirishin and the Eishes HaMeis. Could be it's more than that. But Al Kaponim could be, it's a Geirishin on the Eishes HaMeis, then she's allowed to get married. Or else if he makes Yibum, and after he gives her a get, so after the get, she's also mutter to get married to anyone. So that means after Yibum and the get, she's permitted to get married. Others say Pshat, this chiluki days and this, but other say pshat, which is the pshat and the posik would be very nice. Leisiya eishes hameis achutz leishlo. She's an eishes hameis. She's not permitted to get married. Yivama yova yaleha ulakocha loy leisha. That means the ishus of the meis he takes over. Now she's his isha. Lakocha loy leisha. The eishes hameis becomes now his. It's isha hikna loy min hashemayim, but he takes over the eishes hameis. She's no ma eishes hameis. So now when he gives her a get, she's allowed to get married. She's no ma eishes hameis, and the husband gave her a get. So the Yibum accomplished, number one, she became his wife. Number two, there is no need to be Mata the Eishes HaBeis anymore. He gives her a get, and then she's Mutter. And number three, he was Mekayim HaMitzvah of Yibum HaYovi Yaleh, is Mekim Shem. That's three things that Yibum accomplishes. Now, Maimah, according to Beis Shammai, is such a kinyan of Maimah. Where do we learn of this kinyan? I think the Chalukei Deis in the Yerushalmi, Lekocha Loi Leisha, there's Lekuchin Leisha, there's Dine Isha Sana. Beis Shammai learned that there's a kinyan of Maimah, Maimah Yevomim. That means you can do with a Yevome, normally the mitzvah of Yibum is with Bia, Yevome Yoviale. But with Kesef and Shtar, which is Maima Yevomim, with Kesef and Shtar also she becomes a wife. Now the Shaila is what occurs with Kesef and Shtar. We could say, we said there's two accomplishments with Kesef and Shtar. There's two accomplishments with Yibum. Number one, she becomes his wife. So with Kesef and Shtar, also she becomes a wife. What about the Hafkoa Zike? What will be if he'll give her Kesef and Shtar, and then he'll give her a get? Will she need Chalitza? Yes or no? That is debatable. We could say that in order that she should, the Zike of the Eishes HaMeis should be Nifka, he has to make Yibum or Chalitza. Stamazoi, if she became his wife, that alone is not sufficient. So then the din would be, so we could say that Maimar is only the Chalik Kinyan Ha'ishus that exists in Yibum, exists in Maimar also. But the Hafkos Hazike that Yibum accomplishes, that after Yibum he gives her a get and there's no need of Chalitz anymore, could be, this does not exist in Maima. So it could be after Maima, he'll have to give a Chalitza also, if he wants to take off the Zika. That is called Maima is not Koine Kinyan Gomo. It doesn't do what Yibum does. Yibum makes a Naseke Ishtoyla Choldova. She's like his wife in all aspects. So therefore, there's no need to give Chalitza anymore. That is Yibum. Could be Maimer is not Koine Kinyan Gomo, that it's Nase Ki Ishtoi L'chol Dovo, that after Maimer she won't need Chalitza. That's called Maimer is not Koine Kinyan Gomo. Or it could be Maimer is Koine Kinyan Gomo. Maimer's Koine Kinyan Gomo means the two Inyonim that Yibum possess is one Inyon. That she becomes his wife, with Maima she also becomes his wife. There's another Inyan after Yibum, by giving a get is sufficient, and there's no need for Chalitza. The same thing after Maima, it's also the same thing. After Maima, she becomes his wife, Nasa Kishtei L'Choldova, Megarsha Beget, Ve'eina Tzricha Chalitza. So we have here a Chakira. But let's just put down the Chakira. Maima, what does Maima accomplish? Does Maima only make her for a wife, but she'll still need Chalitz if he wants to give her a get? Or is Maima Mavkiya the Zika? And that is called, if Maima is Mavkiya the Zika, that's called Maima is Koine Kinyan Gomo. Says Nasa Ki Ishtay L'chol Davo. If Maima is not Mavkiya the Zika, that's called Maimer is Eine Ela Deiche. It's only Deiche the Tzore. Maimer accomplishes that the Tzore won't answer her als an Achis, als Achis Kuke. But there's still a need to give Chalitza. Now, before we start learning the Gemara, let us just look at the Mishnah. What did Beis Shammai say in the Mishnah? Beis Shammai said in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai Oimrim, Ishtei Imoi, after he made Maima, his wife remains with him. Rashi says, Lo Mitzra Alei, she could remain with him. She's not called an Achois Zekuke. That means her sister does not become a skuke. Ba'alazu teitzei mishum achais isha, and the sister is an achais isha now, and the sister is goes out without chalitza. So the Mishnah, our Mishnah only said that the Balas Maimas considered his wife. She was, and her sister goes out without chalitza. So from the Mishnah, we only see that Maima, she becomes a wife. We have no raya from the Mishnah that if the Maima, if he wants to give the Balas Maima get, she won't need chalitza. This Shaila, if the Maima accomplishes in the Balas Maima, it's equivalent to Yibum, and she doesn't need chalitza. The Mishnah isn't talking about that at all. The Mishnah is only telling us one halacha, if the Maima she becomes his wife. And if the Maima she becomes his wife, so therefore, when her sister falls Yibum, her sister won't answer her, because he's married already to the Balas Maima. And the sister doesn't need chalitza because the sister is an elder. That is all what the Mishnah is saying. But from the Mishnah, we do not see in any way that if he wants to give a get to the Balas Maimel, that he does not have to give a chalitza. Could be he does have to give a chalitza. We said these two accomplishments of Yibum, it's not muchach that by Maimel you have these two accomplishments. Could be Maimel only accomplishes that she becomes his wife. And that's sufficient to be doicha the tzare. But it's not muchach that it's kaina kinyin gomo, and the balas maima will not need chalitza if he decides to give her a get. So that is what Rabbi Lozo is coming to tell us. Oma Rabbi Lozo, loiteime, you should not say maima lebeishamai kaina kinyin gomo. You should not say that according to Beishamai, Maimer is koine kinyin gomo. What does kinyin gomo mean? The boy la fuke, if he wants to give her a get, the balas maima, sagi la begita, a get is sufficient, he doesn't need chalitza. We don't have to say that Beishamai holds this. We don't have to say this. Ela maima le beishamai einoi koina le litchais bitzore bulbad. All that maima accomplishes according to beishamai that she becomes his wife. And by coming his wife, therefore, the sister that's falling le yibum will not aser her on him because she's not an achais zikuke. That's all what maima accomplishes. That's what Rabbi Lozo said. Let us see Rashi. Loiteima maima lebeishamai koine kinyin gomu v'tehevi ki ishtoi, it's mamish like his wife, v'boi lafuke tizge lo begitin, if he wants to get rid of her, a get will be sufficient, he doesn't have to give her chalitza. Tan muchas that beishamai holds this. Ela maima lebeishamai eine koine ela litchois betzor. Maimer is only koine litchais betzore. Kloima. Now, what kind of a tzore are we speaking about over here? Is there a tzore? Kloima. Litchais achoiso. That means her sister is a potential tzore. That means if her sister will fall to him, then she'll be a skuke to him, so she's a tzore bezike. That means if the sister will fall to the bala maimer, she would become a tzore. So Beishamai says she doesn't become a tzore. Litchais betzore. Since the Balas Maimer is my wife, so it's doiche, the sister, that she does not become a tzore. Klema litchais achoiso, sheloite yosrenu lizu, mishum achois kuke. That's what it says in our Mishnah. That the Maimer accomplishes, he is Ishus in the Balas Maimer, so this accomplishes that the sister will not answer her. Since the Balas Maimer is my wife, so the sister cannot become a skuka to me. That's all, but it's not more than that. That was a chiddush of Rabbi Lozo. Oma Rabbi Ovin, Afanan Nami Tonina. So Rabbi Ovin wants to bring a raya to Rabbi Lozo. That what? That Maimer is Einei Koine Ela Litchais Pitzora. He's going to bring a Raya to Rabbi Lozo. But what is the Raya? Beishamei Oimrim Yekaimu. We had in the first Mishnah of Abo Achim, we had a case as follows. The Mishnah said that if you had four brothers that were married to two sisters, the two of the Balei Achoyes died, and the two sisters are falling now to the next two brothers. So the din is, Shteyem Chilzois. You have to give Chalitza, each brother gives Chalitza to one of the sisters. Why do you give chalitza? Because you can't be miyabim them. It's a chaysakuke. Each one is zokuk to each of them. So you can't be miyabim any of the sisters because she's an chaysakuke. Fine. The Mishnah says, what happens if Kodmu v'konsu? They made yibum. These two brothers did what they weren't supposed to do. And they were miyabim. They were shkotzim. They were miyabim. They were even this chaysakuke. But now they made yibum. So, Beishamai holds Yikainu. Finished, they made Yibum, it's done, it's over with. Now there's no more Achay Sekuke, the Levi was Miyabim Rochel, so now Rochel is his wife, so now, Leia is not a Sekuke anymore, and Yehuda is Miyabim Leia, so Rochel's not a Sekuke. They did the wrong thing, but now, after the Yibum, we say Yekaimu. If they were Miyabim, they're permitted to keep them as wives. But Beishamai said, that means Davka Kodmu V'Konsu, they were Shkotzim, Mechutzofim, they made Yibum, so we say they're allowed to keep them. But it would seem from the Mishnah, but there's no legitimate Eitzah how to make Yibum. That means, if you make Yibum, you're a Shegev. There's no way how to make Yibum. Kodmu V'Konsu, Yekaimu. So let us speak Eisenveinik. Then we'll see the Gemara. So let us start thinking. So Rab Ovin said, if the din is that Maimer is Koine Kinyin Gomo, if the din is that Maimer is Koine Kinyin Gomo, so Rab Ovin had an Eitzah. If Maimer is Koine Kinyin Gomo, Maimer is Koine Kinyin Gomo, so then, there's a Poshe to Eitze. Let, we're having a case that two sisters are falling to two brothers. Let each brother make Maimo. And I'd like to tell over Pshat in the Gemara, this is Aritfan Daf Yud Chesam at Beis. We'll come to Rashi in a minute, but let's just learn our Gemara the way the Ritva learns Pshat in our Gemara. If Maimer is Koine Kinyin Goma, that means that Maimer is equivalent to Yibum. It takes off the Zike. After Maimer, there's no need of Chalitze. Maimer takes care, is Mafkia the Zike. So Rav Oven had an Iluyin She'einfal. You have two sisters that are falling to two brothers. You have a problem. Each one is Nachoy Sekuke. So let Levi make Maimer in Rochel. Now, the minute Levi makes Maimer in Rochel, the Ritva says, Maimer Koine Kinyin Gomo, so Rochel is not a Zekuke. She's not a Zekuke anymore. She's finished. No more Zike. So by Levi making Maimer in Rochel, he just helped his brother, Yehuda, to be Miyabim Leia. The problems of Leia fell off already. Because Leia is no more an Achay Zekuke, because Rochel became a Zekuke. He made Maimer in her, and Maimer takes off the Zike. So by making Maimer in Rochel, he took off the Zike from Rochel. Rochel is no more Skuke. So now, Yehuda has no problems. He can take Leia. Yehuda will make Maimer in Leia. So the Zike falls off from Leia. So now there's no problems in Rochel. So these two brothers could be very helpful one to the other. If Maimer is Koine Kinyin Gomo, each brother could help the other. Let Levi make Maimer in Rochel. When he makes it, Maimer is Koine Kinyin Gomo, so it takes off the Zike. So let Maimer, so let Levi make Maimer and Rochel. So Rochel is not a Zekuke. So Yehuda doesn't have a problem. Let Yehuda make Maimer in Leah. So Leah is not a Zekuke anymore. The Zika was Nifka. So now Levi doesn't have a problem. So I took off the Zika from both sisters without being going over any Averis. You're allowed to make Maimer in the Nachoy Zekuke. That's not a Disras Biyah. But now I made them ois achayse kuke. And then let's make yibum. So that was Rab Ovin's kasha. Rab Ovin said, if Maima would be koine kinyin gomor, I have a wonderful eitzah how to be mata yibum l'chatchile. Let Levi make Maimer in Rochel, let Yehuda make Maimer in Leia, and the Maimer's mafkiya de zikya, ois achayse zekuke, and we'll solve the problem. Is a raya maima is not koine kinyin gomor. But we're still talking oisabein. We'll come to the Gemara. So now the Gemara asks Akasha, but there's still a problem. Afilu maima is not koine kinyin gomor, but maima is doiche betzore. That means when I make maima in the yevome, she still needs chalitza, but al kaponim, she becomes my wife. In the minute she becomes my wife, her sister becomes an elve. So the Gemara says, I feel the old Maimer is not kind of kinyin gomor. Maimer is doiche de tzor, it's doiche the sister. So I still have an eitze. You have an eitze. Let Levi make Maimer in Rochel. By making Maimer in Rochel, she still has kuke. But Levi took care of Leah already, because Leah became an elva on him. So, because since Rochel became his wife, so Leah became an elva. She's an achayis ishtar. So, no, but I can be miyabma. She's not an achayis kuke. Yehuda will make Maimer Yehuda will make Maimer in Leah. So now Rochel is an elva on him. So we still have the same problem. That is how the Ritva learns Pshat in our Gemara. Now let us just see, before we see Rashi, which is problematic, let us just learn the Gemara according to where the Ritva, this is a Ritva Daf Yud Chesam at base, but let us just learn the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Ovin, Ava Nan Nami Tanine. I have a raya to you, Rabbi Lozo, that Maimer is not Kaina Kinyin Gomor. We learned in the Mishnah, Beishamei Oimrim Yekaimu, Yekaimu in Lechatchiloloi. That the Mishnah says, Yekaimu and Lechatchilonat. Lechatchiloloi never permitted to be beyond them. Visal Kedaitoch, Maimer LeBeishamei Koine Kinyin Gomo. If Maimer, according to Beishamei, is Koine Kinyin Gomo, so you have a beautiful eitzah. Ze yase maimer v'yikne. Let Levi make maimer and he'll be koine kinyin gomo. Ve yase maimer v'yikne. Let Yehuda make maimer and lay and he'll be koine kinyin gomo. And this will be mesalik v'zikis from the other brothers. And then you can make yibum. So why do you say im kodmu v'konsu? You can make yibum l'chatchil and be an elach yid. That was Rav Ovin's raya to Rav Lozo. So the Gemara asks on Rav Ovin, I hear your cheshben, but I'll ask you a different kasha. Elo mai doiche dechiye gemure. Okay, it's not koine kinyin gomor. You still need chalitze. After maimer, she still has kuke. But it's doiche dechiye gemure. That means after maimer, the sister becomes an achis ishe. So let me ask you the same kasha. Ze yasa maima v'yitche. So let Levi make maima in Rochel. And by Rochel becoming his wife, so Leah will become an elva nachaisishe. Ze yasa maima v'yitche. Now let Yehuda make maima in Leah. And by Leah becoming Yehuda's wife, so Rochel will become a chaisishe. So this is a problem. How did you solve the problem? According to you, it's also shvel. So what are you going to answer on this kasha? Maimer de teire dochi, de isur eloi dochi. If when one is making maimer, one has a heter to make yibum, so then such a maimer is doiche. De isur, but if when he's making maimer, he can't make yibum. That means like this. In our Mishnah, it's speaking about that first one brother died, the ponui made maimer. Now, when he made maimer, that was a maimer de teire. If he wanted to, he could make yibum. He had a heter to make yibum. So a maimer that is made from a person who has a heter to make yibum, that maimer is doiche. Is doiche de tzore. Maimer de isure loy dochi. In the case of the mission of the beginning of Abu Achim, you're asking, let them make maimer. That is, they'll make maimer. This is making maimer when I have an iser to make yibum. That means that two sisters fell to two brothers. Each one cannot make yibum on them because each one is an achayse kuke. So you're asking now, make maimer. No, that a maimer that is no heta yibum, there's an iser yibum. That maimer doesn't work so good. Maimer di isur eloy doch. That's why, according to you, it's not schwer. Ochinami, so me mele, maimer afilu leman di yoma maimer koine kinyin gomo. So now, I'll come back to your kasha. Afilu yod maimer is koine kinyin gomo, maimer de teire koni, maimer di isur eloy koni. That means the same way you understood the Mishnah, and you differentiated between Maima de Teire and Maima de Surah, so if your Maima Koine Kinyin Gama will also make the same cheshbon. Maima de Teire is Koine, Maima de Surah is not Koine. Dachsachmer, this is a very modern Gemara. I mean, Yeski Grabovin, with Yenik against the Chapin, and with you yourself, so you yourself get a turret, so just like your turret, just like it helps for you, it can help for him also. I mean, it's a very difficult Gemara to understand. So Dachsach Mir, the Ritva says in our Gemara that Ravovin held as follows. He knew there's a difference between Maimed the Teir and Maimed the Surah. He knew this, without not saying what the Lomdus is, but he knew there was a difference. But he held Maimer de Isure is Nachsin in Darge. That means, Maimer de Isure from what it was before, you go one less Darge. So it comes out like this. Maimer de Heteire, Maimer de Heteire. So before it's Keine Kinyin Gomel. Before it's Keine Kinyin Gomel. Now, if it's Isure, so it's not Keine Kinyin Gomel. So it's Deiche Dchie Gmure. That means a maimer de isure is one dag less than maimer de teire. So he held like this. If you hold maimer doiche de chie gemure, all the maimer does is doiche, that's maimer de teire, so maimer de isure cannot do what maimer de teire does. So it's not doiche. So it's beautiful. That's the Mishnah. It's not doiche. But if you hold maimer is koine kinyin gomo, so then a good maimer is koine kinyin gomo. So Maimer de Isur is not Koine Kinyin Gomo, but let it be Doiche. That was his kasha. And the Gemara told him, no, Maimer de Isur is no good at all. That is Nachsin and Darge. If it's a Teire, it's Koine Kinyin Gomo. If it's Isur, it's not even Doiche Triye Gemara. That's how the Ritva learns Pshat and our Gemara. And Baruch Hashem, we could wade through the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. The Mishnah says, Yekaimu, im kodmu v'konsu b'reish pirkin, if it was kodmu v'konsu, Yekaimu. L'chatchila loy miyabmoy, mishum achois zekukosoy. You're not allowed to be miyabmoy l'chatchila, because each one is an achois zekuke. So the Gemara asks, v'mayma l'beishamay koine kinyin gomo, if maimer is koine kinyin gomo, Ze yasa maimer bezu v'yikna oiso, so let one make maimer in one of the sisters, and he'll be koina ha kinyin gomo, and then Rashi feels ois, li yos ishtoi, wonderful, be koina kinyin gomo, li yos ishtoi, Dainisa Bemaima, and the Teitse Achoiso Me Olov, Lehavi Hach Achois Zikukosoi, the Yichnes Es Ishtoi. So Rashi said, when the Gemara's Kasha was, the Gemara asked the Kasha, if Maimer is Kaine Kinyin Gomo, that's Bidoicha the Tzore. That means, we're not, Rashi did not learn like the Ritve, that Maimer is Kaine Kinyin Gomo, be Mesalik the Zika, so that'll help the brother, and the brother will Mesalik the Zika, that'll help him. Rashi asked the Gemara's Kasha was, if Maimer is Kaine Kinyin Gomo, and she's Ishtoi, therefore, let him make Maimer, and he'll be Deicha the Tzore. Is Shema Shemayim. So the whole kasha was, if Maimer is Kaine Kinyin Gomo, let it be Deicha the Tzore. So the Gemara asked the kasha, according to you, let it also be Deicha the Tzore. Elamai, Nehei Nami, Deloi Kaine Kinyin Gomo. Ha'amre Deicha the Tzore, V'tik Shalach Nami, Yasa Maimer Bezu, V'titcha Achoisa, V'yichneis Es Ishtoi. So, if you're asking according to him, let it be Deicha the Tzore. According to him, let it also be Deicha the Tzore. So he answered him, the Teire, Maimer Shanasa Beheta, the Abba Boy Li Yevumi, Bishas Maimer, the Motzi Li Yevumi, Kegai Bemas Nisen, Dadayin Lei Nofla Chaisa, that is Deicha. The Yisure, Kegai Nofla Shtaya Chayis, Kai the Maimer, it can't be Miyabim, it's not Deicha the Tzore. It's Hochinami Linyin Kniya. So according to Rashi, the Gemara is very, very difficult. It's the whole Seder of Gemara. The Gemara asked the Kasha, if Maim is Kaine Kinyin Gomo, let it be Deicha the Tzore. That was the whole Kasha. If Maim is Kaine Kinyin Gomo, so she says, why? Therefore, let it be Deicha the Tzore. So the Gemara answered, according to you, you also have the same problem. Maim is Zicha Deicha the Tzore. So why isn't Maim Deicha the Tzore? So he answered them, the Gemara is very difficult according to Rashi. It could be, Pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi is as follows. Let us go to the Teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara differentiates this Maimer de Hetere and Maimer de Isure. Maimer de Hetere means if you can make Yibum, then it's Teichet Chiye Gemure. If you can't make Yibum, it's not Deicha Dechiye Gemura. So the Gemara says, you know, I'll say the same shtick Teire by Kaine Kinyin Gomo. If you can make Yibum, it's Kaine Kinyin Gomo. If you can't make Yibum, it's not Kaine Kinyin Gomo. Now, we have to understand what is Pshat in the Teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara says, by Deicha, it's like this. By Kaine, it could also say like this. What is Pshat? It could be Pshat the Gemara is as follows. Let us start with Deicha Dechiye Gemura, which is as far as Pshute, Maimer de Isure is not Deicha. If we hold Maimer is Deicha Dechiye Gemura, we said the Maimer, what does the Maimer accomplish? It's Ishush. She becomes his wife. By becoming his wife, so her sister becomes an Achais Isha, and the sister becomes an Achais Isha, so there's no problems with his wife. His wife is not an Achais Zikuke. There's no problems with the sister. The sister stays as Achais Isha. So Maima only accomplishes Ishus. That's what it accomplishes. It doesn't Mafkiya Hazike. It only accomplishes Ishus. So it could be the Gemara understood that Maima is not Kedushin. Maimer is Maimer Yevomim. That means Maimer is a Kenyan that a Yevom has in a Yevomim. It's not Stamos, it's not being Mekadish and Isha. Maimer is a Kenyan Yevomim. So therefore the Gemara held, if you're a bar yibum, if you could make yibum, so you have the schusim to make maimer. That means a person who can make yibum is misalik tzike, yibum makes issues, so a person who is a bar yibum, he can make the issues with maimer also. But that's, it's not, maimer isn't kedushin. Maimer is a chelik of mitzvah yibum. With yibum, she becomes your wife. With yibum, you misalik the zike. So the Torah said a person who can make yibum, can make it his wife without biya. He can become his wife with maima, with kesef ishtar. So kesef ishtar was given to a yavam who is a bar yibum. A yavam who is not a bar yibum. You don't have the schus to make maima. Maima goes together with yibum. If you can make yibum, you can make maima also. So the issues can come about through kesef ishtar. So therefore, Rav Ovin said, our Mishnah is maimer the isura. He can't make yibum. It's a chayse kokosa. He can't make yibum over here. So a person that can't make yibum, he doesn't have a schus to make maimer. Maimer is not stamazoi. Maimer was given to a yavam. A yavam can make maimer. So you have to have a schus yibum. If you can't make yibum, so memela you can't make maimer. So therefore, I understood the Mishnah beautifully. The Mishnah is speaking about there are two sisters that are falling to two brothers. He can't be miyabim any of the sisters because each one is achoisik ukosoi. So since you can't, you're alav bar yibum, you don't have the koyach to make maimer. That's how I understood it. But if you hold maimer is kaine kinyan gomu, so one can make yibum with maimer. Whatever maimer does, whatever yibum does, maimer does. Maimer is another way of making yibum. You can make yibum with biya. You can make yibum with kesef and shtar. Whatever yibum accomplishes, maimer accomplishes. You can't call this person is alav by yibum. He makes yibum with kesef and shtar. That means if we hold maimer is kaine kinyan gomel, so maimer is another oifen how to make yibum. Because whatever you accomplish with yibum, you accomplish with maimer. Just like after yibum, she doesn't need chalitza anymore. After maimer, she also doesn't need chalitza. So a person who can make maimer is a bar yibum. So there had a meiridik kasha on the Mishnah. Why doesn't each one make maimer? If maimer is kaine kinyan gomer, let him make maimer, and he's bekayach to make maimer, because he is a bar yibum al yedei maimer. So let him make maimer. That was my kasha. So Rav Oven, very good gefragt. So the Gemara told them no. You're right, that maimer accomplishes two things. It makes her his wife. It's misalik the zike, but maima is not yibum. Later in our sugya, the Ramban says, "Afilu maima is koine kinyan gomel." The mitzvah of yavama yovilei wasn't mekayim. The mitzvah of yavama means he can give her again. The Ramban says later that even maima, even if we hold maima is koine kinyan gomel, and she does not need chalitza if he gave her a get. But the mitzvah of Yevama Yovayalah, he wasn't Mekayim. There's a mitzvah of Yevama Yovayalah, which is only Niskayim, only through Biyah. So the Gemara said, so just like you understand, that the whole halacha of Maimah was only given to Abar Yibum, that's why you said, if Maimer, you understood, if Maimer is only Doichet Chiyah Gemurah, it won't help in the Mishnah of Abu Achim because he's a Lav Bar Yibum. But what did you say? But if Maimer is Koine Kinyan Gomer, he is a Bar Yibum through Maimer. That's not true. There's a mitzvah of Yibum. Yibum, he's not a Bar Yibum. He can't make the mitzvah of Yibum. So it could very well be Maimer is only Koine Kinyan Gomo. Maimer is only Masalik the Zikit. Only if he's a Bar Yibum. If he's a Lav Bar Yibum, and he cannot make the Bia of Yibum, so he doesn't have all this Chusim of Maimer. That is what the Gemara answered. That's how the Gemara was Matche Zod. Now let us go a little further. Rav Ashi Masni Hochi. That means, till now, we had learned that Rabbi Lozor had said, we could learn Maimer is Koine Kinyan Gomo, which means that after the Maimer, she's his wife, and there's no zika anymore. If he gives her a get, she does not need chalitza. We could learn that maime is doiched dechiye gemure. That means that after the maime al kaponim, she won't become nesar al yedei nefilas achoisa, because it's doiched itzore. She doesn't become a skukitim. These were the two tzdodim in Rabbi Loza, what Beis Shammai holds. And Rabbi Loza said, Beis Shammai, we don't have to say Beis Shammai holds Maimer's Koine Kinyin Gomer, we could say that Beis Shammai holds Maimer's Doichet Chiyah Gemurim. Rav Ashi Masni Hochi. Rav Ashi said over differently the Memra of Rabbi Loza. Omar Rabbi Loza. Loitema maima le beishamai dochi dechiye gemura vitzaroso chalitze nami loiboy. No. But Rabbi Loza says, don't think that according to beishamai, maima zicha not koine kinyingom. No shail about it. No, but don't think according to beishamai, maima is dochi dechiye gemura. Vitzaroso and her sister Chalitza Nami Loiboy. No. Ela Doiche Umishayahu. It's Doiche and Mishayah. What does that mean? That means the Maimer accomplishes is permitted to remain with his wife. Her sister does not asser his wife on him. But the sister still needs Chalitza. He's splitting the hair. It's Doiche Umishayah. It's doiche the tzore that the tzore does not asa his wife, but leidach gise the tzore still needs chalitza. Let us see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Bitzorosa achoisa. Don't say that it's doiche dechiye gemure. Bitzorosa achoisa shenasis lo tzore bezike. The sister that became her tzore bezika chalitza nami loyte boim. V'teitze mishum achois isha. Don't say that. Ela doicha oisa mi leser esbalas hamaymer olo. The only accomplishment that the maymer does is that the balas hamaymer will not become nesar through her sister. The nefila of the sister will not answer the balas hamaymer on himself, but umishaya. But the sister, it leaves over. It's only doicha that it should answer umishaya the boy chalitze. In bos li nosei ad shaloikones hayovam es balas hamaymer. If the sister wants to get married, the sister needs chalitze. Ulekamei porichlei. Hoktoni halazu teitze mishumach isisha, the mashma af mechalitza. Later the Gemara is going to ask from our Mishnah. From our Mishnah, it would seem that through the maima, the sister does not need chalitza. That's a kasha from the Mishnah. Okay, but before this kasha, Rabbi Lozer said that Beishamai hold doiche umishaya. Now, before we go further, let's try to understand this. This sounds like double talk. That means, if the sister needs chalitza, so the sister is a skuke. She's okok. The zikya, the sister needs chalitza. So how could the sister need chalitza and the balas maima should not be called an achay zikuke? L'chayre, these two things shtimenish. If the sister needs chalitza, so his wife is an achay zikuke. So how do we split the hair? The wife is not an achay zikuke, it's doiche. Umishaya, l'chayre, how do we understand, l'chayre, these two things are stiridic one with the other. Now, but l'chayre, pshat is like this. In every yibum, in every yivama, not in every yibum, in every yivama, there are two inyanim. As we have mentioned before, if a person dies without children, there is ishus that the mace still has in his wife. And that's pshat in the pasuk, loisiye eishes ha-mace achutza li'ishzo. The mace still has ishus in her, and she's not allowed to get married because of the ishus of the mace. Loisiye eishes ha-mace achutza li'ishzo. That's one inyan. And we said for that inyan you need chalitza, and chalitza is like a gerishin on the Eishes Hameis. That's one inyan. There's another inyan. There's a sugya which we've been learning about, yesh zike, which is at Rabbon and the Kedin. Yesh zike means that the Yavam also possesses Eishes. That means, midarabonon, the Yavama is the wife, the miktsas of the Yavam. So that means there's Ishus of the mace, there's Ishus that the Yavam possesses, and that's the sugya of Yesh Zike. The sugya of Yesh Zike is that, that the Yavam has Zike, and there's a Zike from the Yavama to the Yavam. There's Ishus that the Yavam has in the Yavama. And because of this Ishus, her sister is Asr on him. Because her sister is Achois Ziku Kosoi. He is Ishus in her. He is Ishus in the Yevome. And therefore the sister becomes Asr. That is the din of Yeshik, which is Adarabon and the Kedin. So now Rabbi Loza said, Amoyra de Kalamdis. If a person is made Maimer in a Isha, a person made Maimer in Rochel, so this Maimer is sufficient that her sister, I will not get Ishus by the Yavam. Because if the Balas Maimer is my wife, so you can't get Ishus by me. You're Achois Ishtoi. So the Ishus of the Balas Maimer is strong enough to prevent that there should be a Zike from the Yevame to the Yavam. So that's called, it could be Doiche de Tzore. The Ishus that I have in the Balas Maimer is sufficient to prevent that there should be Ishus from the Yevame with the Yavam. So you are not my wife. The Ishus I have in the Balas Maimer prevents that I should have Ishus in you. You are Achois Ishti. You are Achois Balas Maimer. That's Legabi the Yavam. And with the Balas Maimer. So Legabi the Yavam, the Balas Maimer, the Maimer accomplished that it will be Doiche the Tzore. That the Tzore, her sister, will not answer the Balas Maimer on the Yavam. But now, in order to say that the Eishes Hameis went off, in order to say that she's an Erve Gemure, that so she's a real Achais Ishtoi, that Beishamai never held. Beishamai never held. That a Balas Maimer will make her sister a real Achais Isha. Let's just understand this for 1 minute. There's a Gemara in the Dorim, and later we'll have this in our sugya, that if a person, according to Beis Shammai, that a person made Maimer and Aisha, there's no skila. She's not called an Arusa. There's no skila on a Balas Maimer. So you see, Maimer is an Ishus, but it's not equivalent to an Ishus of an Arusa. It's an Ishus. So Memele, so Rav Ashi said over here, Rav Ashi said, you know, Beis Shammai, don't build big binyamin on Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai only said that if you make Maimer in the Isha, it be teiche the tzore. The tzore won't make problem. The tzore won't make tzores on her. She's not considered an achois zikuke because of the zika of the tzore. But to say that Maimer could make the tzore, that Maimer can make her sister an erve, the eraise, and that she doesn't need chalitze, Beis Shammai never said that. That is what Rav Ashi said. So Nachamo, Rav Ashi mas nohochi, Omar Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza said, Leiteima Maimer le Beis Shammai, Dochi dechiya gemura. Don't say that according to Beis Shammai it's doiche dechiya gemura. It pushes away her sister. Adechiya gemura v'tzoros and her sister chalitze nami loy boy. The sister doesn't need chalitze. Elo doiche umishayahu. It's doiche her that it prevents that the sister does not asa the balas maima on the baal hamaima. The balas maima is not considered an achois zikuke. Umishayu, but lemaise this still the sister is still a skuk, is still a deshes hameis. The sister still needs chalitza. That is what Rabbi Loza said. Oma Rav Ovin, so Rav Ovin said, Afanan nami tanino. So Rav Ovin says, you know, I have a raya. Rav Ovin said this, I have a raya to this Rabbi Loza. So Rav Ovin is going to bring proof that what? That Maimer is doiche umishaya. It's not doiche legamri. Omar Rav Ovin afana nami tanina. Beishamei oimrim yekaimu. It says in the Mishnah, the same Mishnah, the same other eye from our Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says that you hear two sisters falling to two brothers. Kodmu vikonsu yekaimu. So now both of them, they made yibum, they're permitted to keep their wives. Kodmu vikonsu yekaimu. So the Gemara asks, yekaimu ein, l'chadchil oloi, but l'chadchil you're not permitted to make yibum. Ve'is al kedaitach, maima le'beishamai doiche d'chiye gemure. If you hold maima according to beishamai is doiche d'chiye gemure, ze yase maima v'yitche, ve'ze yase maima v'yitche. So I have a problem. Let each one make maima, and it'll be doiche. So this Gemara is shreklich. This Gemara is shreklich. And if you hold that Maimer is doiche umeshaya, so you also have the same problem. What's your raya, shemu shemayim? What did you say? You said that the difference if Maimer is doiche tchiye gemure, or if Maimer is doiche umeshaya, is an afkamine if the sister needs chalitza or not. But that my wife, the Balas Maimer, is I'm permitted to be Miyabim the Balas Maimer, that's sicher, because I was doiche the tzore. She won't ask my wife. So the Gemara is shreklich over here. Rabovin said, I am a raya that it's doiche tchiye gemure. Neither the mother doesn't even ask any kashas on him. I have a raya that doiche tchiye gemure. Because if it wouldn't be doiche tchiye gemure, if it's deichet chiyah gemura, zeh yaseh mayim v'yitche, zeh yaseh mayim v'yitche. Let us see Rashi. And Rashi makes more problems. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, zeh yaseh mayim v'yitche achoysa miyolov. Let him make mayim, and it'll be matche v'achoysa miyolov. V'achar kach yiseh zu, elolav is a raya. Mishum deloy dochi tchiye gemure. It's not doiche. And since it's not doiche, v'chol kame derom yalei lechalitze zekukosa hi v'yiseres ezu olov. And since it's not doiche, dechiye gemure, so it's considered zekukosa, achoy zekukosa, v'yiseres ezu olov. So all of a sudden Rashi says that if it's not doiche d'chiye gemur, it's called achoise kukosai. Shem shemayim. The whole sugi is going that even though she needs chalitza, it's not called achoise kukosai. We explained the whole gemore that Rav Ashi said ashtik teire, that even though it's not doiche d'chiye gemur, even though the tzoreh still needs chalitza, af al pikein, But his, the Balas Maima doesn't become also. So it's doiche umeshaya. And all of a sudden, when it comes to our Mishnah, so Rashi says, oh, that was Ravovin's raya. Ravovin said, a raya from the Mishnah, that it's not doiche d'chiye gemure. No, it's what? It's doiche umeshaya. And it, since it's doiche umeshaya, so therefore, so his wife is also on him, because she's since she needs chalitza, so she's a chayse kukosai, v'yiseres ezu olov. So Rashi is doch hashrek. The Ramban asks this kasha on Rashi, the Ramban says, the Gemara is doch hashrek according to Rashi. The Ramban wants to say as follows. The Ramban says, Rabbi Lozor had said, you know, Maimer is not Doiche Dechiye Gemura. That was the first half of Rabbi Lozor. It is Doiche Umeshaya. So the Ramban says, Rav Oven brought a raya to the first half of Rabbi Lozor. That means Maimer is not Doiche Dechiye Gemura. That what you said, Doiche Meshaya, that's also wrong. But it's not Doiche Dechiye Gemura. Forget, it's not Doiche at all. That what you said, it's not Doiche Dechiye Gemura, I bring a raya to you from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Muchach, it's not Doiche Dechiye Gemura. The second Shtik Torah that you said is Doiche Meshaya, that's wrong. It's not Doiche Meshayir, it's not Doiche period. Because since there is a Zika of Chalitza, so therefore it's not Doiche at all. Rav Oven is only bringing a raya to Reish Dvorov of Rabbi Lozor. It's not Doiche Dechiye Gemura. That is what the Ramban says. I just like to be Messiahim. Rav Nochem, I saw in Chedushi Rav Nochem wants to say a different pshat in Rashi. He says as follows. We had a very interesting Gemara on Daf, in the beginning of the second Perek. The Gemara says in the beginning of the second Perek, if you hold Yesh Zike, so the Gemara says as follows, Shemeres Yovam Shemesa Osir Be'imo, which means that if a Yevomer was Zokuk to a Yovam, and then the Yevomer died, if you hold Yesh Zike, he's not permitted to marry the mother of the Yevomer. Why is he not permitted to marry the mother of the Yevomer? Why is he not permitted to marry the mother of the Yevomer? Because if he hold Yezike, so it comes out the Yevomer became partially his wife. The Yevomer became his wife, so now he's usher in the mother. Fine. That's Shemeres Yevom, he's usher in the mother. But the Gemara says, Shemeres Yevom Shemesa. She died now. There's no Zika anymore. Why is he still usher in the wife? So we see from the Gemara says, Zika loy poko bechdi. If there once was a Zika, so even though now there's no more Zika anymore, the Yevomer died, but the Isurim of the Zika remain. She's still usher. The Isurim, that means even though now there's no Zika, it's Mesa, but the Isurim that the Zika created remained. So Memele, so Rav Nochem wants to say a beautiful teretz on Rashi. He says as follows. In our Mishnah, we are speaking about that a person made Maimer in a sister before Azika was ever chal. That means Shloisha Achim, one brother died, and the Ponui made Maimer. Now the Maimer was made before the second sister fell to him. So now when the second sister wants to fall to him, the Maimer prevents that she should fall to him. The Maimer is Doiche. That means there's no Zike isn't Chal to me. The Maimer makes that Zike shouldn't be Chal to me. O Mishaya, you'll need Chalitza. The sister will need Chalitza. But Al Koponim, the Maimer accomplishes that there is no Zike. That is if the Maimer was made before the Zike was Chal. If the Maimer was made before the Zike was Chal, so the Maimer prevents the Zike from being Chal. In the case of the Mishnah of Abba Achim, the case is that two sisters fell to two brothers, and the Zike was Chal already. There was Chal already a Zike. So there was Chal a Zike from each sister on each Yavam. So now there's a Zike. So now if the Zike was once Chal, now the Maimer cannot prevent that the Zike that was once Chal should stop. It's not better than a Shemeres Yavam Shemesa, that a Zike that was once Chal will remain, even though he made Maimer already, even though now she becomes an Achais Ishta. But if you hold Maimer is Koine Kinyin Gom, if you hold Maimer is Deiche Meshai, Deiche Triye Gemure, so it comes out now that the Tzore becomes an Erve. So the minute she becomes an Erve, that's not called Zike Poke Bechdi. That's cool that she's an Erve already. So now there's no more Zike anymore. There's no, at the minute she becomes Erve, there's no Zike. Then he would be Mutter Ba'achoysa. But if you hold that there is still a Din Chalitza, there is still a Din Chalitza, there is still a Zike. So the Maimer is all, the Maimer can only accomplish if he made Maimer before the Zike was Chal. So the Maimer will accomplish that the Zike shouldn't be Chal. But if he made the Maimer after the Zike was Chal, and she still needs Chalitza, so she's still a Skuke. So this Zike will answer the Balas Maimer Olo.